Today's study comes from a simple statement found in the book of Amos, Amos 3, verse 3. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? One of the biggest mistakes that people make when they choose a life partner is assuming that the person you marry is somehow going to change right after the wedding. And at the risk of sounding a little sexist, I've got to say that this seems to be more true of women than men. It's not that men don't make the same mistake, it's just that women sometimes seem to have higher expectations going into the marriage. So let me assure you that the Bible is absolutely correct. When it says that two people can't walk together unless they're agreed, God absolutely knows what He's talking about. If a man is flippant about God and treats sacred things with contempt now before the wedding, you're going to have exactly the same man after the wedding. If he has a wandering eye now, he's going to have a wandering eye later. If he doesn't like responsibility and has a tough time going to work now, he's going to be exactly the same guy later. If a guy likes to drink or speak rudely about women now, I guarantee he's going to be exactly the same guy after the wedding. Maybe even worse. The fact is, ladies, that most men tend to put their best foot forward during the courtship process and then let things slide when they think the pressure's off. So you'd be far better off assuming that dating is a matter of what you see is what you get. And nowhere is this more important than when it comes to spiritual values. I can't tell you how many people have come to me asking if I think it's okay for them to marry a non-believer. Most of the time they already know the answer before they come and ask, but I suppose they're just hoping that somehow I'll give my endorsement as a minister and ease their sense of discomfort. But that's something I just can't do, because the Bible is so clear about the principle. Be not unequally yoked, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Now wait a minute, Pastor, isn't it possible that God put this person in my path so that I can lead them to Jesus? Well, absolutely. Pray for them, invite them to church, get them into a Bible study, just don't date them or marry them. I know it's not what some people want to hear, and I suspect I might get a few letters from people who hope I'm wrong. But I suppose I'd rather have someone hear this now before they do something God advises against than afterwards when they discover they've made themselves a really hard bed to lie on. Really, it's a lot easier to make a mistake than to fix one. Which means that in the end, following the advice that a loving God lays out so clearly is always going to be a better way to live.